You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, episode 4, back with the OG gods.
We
got pancakes.
How you doing?
We got juice.
Hey, how you doing?
We couldn't get together.
Life got in the way, okay?
Yeah. So, but we're still
making many presents.
We're still making it happen. We're still bringing you the heat, the sports heat for the gods. So, by the way, that's how we have to say it moving forward, guys. The God Pod. Just like that.
What up? So what are we leading off with today?
Well, guys, there's some big football games tomorrow, I think, right?
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah, just an appetizer, right?
They advertised last week as the biggest weekend in football, but I think this weekend is actually bigger.
I mean,
if you had better quarterbacks, sure, but I don't know, these matchups leave a little bit to be desired. Obviously, it's going to be good. Everyone's going to watch it, but you know, just got to hope for good games because it's not very appealing to the mainstream audiences, in my opinion. I think everyone's still riding high off last week's crazy games. Like, I think everyone couldn't believe that Blake Bortles, undefeated in the playoffs, done it again.
Sure.
And just the way that Minnesota Vikings game ended, incredible. I still can't believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to recover from that. That happened to my team for at least years.
It's so funny how Blake Bortles, I mean, he's just not turning the ball over, right? I mean, everyone all week is saying, oh, but those were high school throws he was making, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the good thing. I mean, they're not letting him, really take chances down the field. They're playing it smart, but, you know, Belichick's going to take away, you know, 90% of what they're trying to do. He's not going to let that dinky-dunk stuff fly tomorrow. No way.
Oh, no.
And I also think that Tomlin is a bad coach. And I think he played that game, the play calling was awful in that game. 4th and 1, and they do a halfback toss to get in. Like,
yeah, see, I don't know. I've heard things with that was Haley. I've heard things that Roethlisberger checked into that play, but yeah, you know, regardless, that play is just.
But even like, I don't think he hasn't over the last years gotten his team ready to play. Like all year, they're worried about New England. They just don't look at what's ahead of them, like what's right in front of them.
And I like him; he's a great motivator and all this, but he coaches like I play Madden. Like you can't do that in the AFC divisional game.
Yeah, and what about
shit? And like first of all, the onside kick with what was it over 2 minutes left? 2 timeouts. What are you doing?
Yeah,
because you know damn well they're gonna score if they get the ball back. But they would have got the ball back if they pinned them down.
And what about the spit in the beard? I mean, did you guys notice that? The spit in his beard, like, all game?
Like he had that shot, yeah. I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, really cold there.
His spit, yeah.
He had a jerry curl on his chin.
Yeah, his spit froze on the beard. No one bothered to tell him all game.
Yeah. Oh, it was like that all game?
Yeah. I mean, most of it, I think. It was pretty funny, but.
So, it's interesting, line opened up at 9 or 9.5, and then all week we're talking about Brady's hand. It's the most, the most publicized hand since Jamie Lannister's hand in Game of Thrones.
Oh my God!
So I think the line now went down to 7.5. So and then there's rumors I saw on Twitter last night that he might have stitches on the hand that nobody knows about.
Yeah, and I think. Didn't he wear, like, a glove to the press conference or not even go to the press conference?
No, he did. He wore a glove and, you know, he had his typical smirk on his face, you know.
No, he's got stitches on, for sure. They're totally just being assholes about it, like, the New England way, and there's, like, absolutely nothing wrong.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Now, I think something is wrong. I think he's probably hurt, but I don't think it's enough that... I don't think we're going to see Brian Hoyer tomorrow unless it's a blowout. No. I mean, they'll just tailor the game to run the ball and play defense. You know, they're going to beat Jacksonville.
They can legit win just, running the ball 90% of the time and doing their, screen plays for the whole game.
Yeah.
Block management.
Yeah, and I've been saying this. If the Jaguars had, what, a decent quarterback, like not the worst quarterback, starting quarterback in football, Do they have a chance? I mean, is this line?
If they had Eli, just go undefeated for forever.
You think if they had Eli, they'd be?
I think the quarterback was what's holding them back. I mean, even though Blake Bortles undefeated this year against Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and he's undefeated in the playoffs, I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
It is pretty remarkable. I don't know. All right, so let's say the line is.
If Mark Sanchez can go in there and beat the Pats and win the playoff game, anybody can do it.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, they weren't that far off, but.
I am looking forward to this Jalen Ramsey Gronkowski matchup because I think Jalen Ramsey is the truth.
He's the man. Yeah, he's a pretty. If he's on him, though, I think they're going to move him around, but it's going to be interesting how they use him.
Is it 7 or 7.5 this game? Let's say, I think.
7.5.
Is it 7.5? I checked covers before. I thought it was 7. Because 7 and 7.5 is completely... 7.5, do you take the Jaguars just with the points? I mean, what do you...
Nah, you tease Patriots and the Eagles and go ham on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be my...
So the only way the Jaguars have a chance is obviously with their pass rush. That's the only way to beat the Patriots is when you disrupt Brady. And knock them around and get them all whiny and bitchy.
Yeah, control the ball, which they do with Fournette. He's got to be healthy. I think he's still really pretty banged up, but he gets going and shorten the game. Just see what happens with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this game might be closer than people think. I'm not gonna take the Jaguars, but they got
Yeah, I don't. Conference championships, are there really that many blowouts? I'm trying to think of
New England against Indiana, the Flakegate game.
That was the championship, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like 48-7 or something.
I remember with the Giants, didn't they, was that the Vikings? Was that the conference?
Yeah, 41-0.
Yeah, that was insane. I remember that game. Crazy.
Oh yeah. That Vikings team was ridiculous. Probably a lot better than this current Vikings team.
Oh yeah, it was Culpepper, right? Moss was on that
team. Oh yeah. Big
time.
Chris Carter. Oh yeah. So let's segue into that game.
So we all agree that we're gonna take the Patriots?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'll be rooting like hell for the Jaguars, but you can never, ever bet against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Patriots win 32-23 or something. I don't know. Something weird like that. I don't know.
24-10. Cover the spread.
24-10. Pats cover. What do you think, Juice?
Yeah, 24-13.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll see. But so the next game, the 6:40 game in Philly. Score! So the line on that is actually Vikings -3 in Philly. What do you guys think?
The weather's supposed to be great. It's going to be a balmy, humid 45 degrees.
Well, both games too, actually. In New England, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, today is what, 50? Hot.
Paul's kind of weather.
Yeah, sure. So this is the Jeff Fisher ball, right? They said that Jeff Fisher played... I didn't know that. So they should have him come out and do the coin toss.
I didn't even know he was a player.
They'll probably have Carson Wentz come out and do it.
Oh, of course. Of course. So, I mean, obviously this game would be a lot better if Carson Wentz was playing. But my personal opinion, I think the Eagles win. I think they win a tight one. I think they win 10-9 or something like that. Like an ugly defensive game. What do you guys think?
So as much as I... pains me to say this. I think if Wentz played all year, I think they would have won the Super Bowl. I think if he was healthy, I think they would have beat everybody. He would have won the MVP. He's that good. And, I think Philly's defense is very good. It's just the question for me is, how are they still, are the Minnesota Vikings still riding high off of last week's game? Do they have to put that game behind them?
You have to be, yeah. It's just human nature.
Ready for this game.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I mean, they can talk about it. We have to move on. But also, the more you talk about it, we have to move on, it means you're still talking about it. You know what I mean? It's still fresh in your mind. I don't know, man. That's tough. It's human nature.
have that for the rest of their lives. That was terrible.
Right. I think how they come out in the first quarter is really going to determine how it goes on. Because that crowd is going to be insane, man. Insane. I think
they're starving for a
crazy. And that defense is extremely underrated, I think. Everyone knows they're really good, but that defense is dirty. Eagles.
Jeff Schwartz.
Their secondary is struggling, but if that line gets going, oh my God.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox, you watch him all day.
Graham, Jernigan, they got studs up front.
Yeah, absolutely. And what also concerns me is the Vikings completely blew that game last week. I mean, they could have easily...
20-0, right?
Yeah, the narrative could have easily been Vikings choke at home, ruin their chance at going to, you know, pretty much host a Super Bowl, and, you know, by a miracle play, you know, here they are. So,
and I thought their defense looked awful. Like, they have a very, very good defense. But against the Saints, like, they completely collapsed. And
the Saints, they have to figure it out in the second half. They figured them out, for sure. Juice, I want to know how upset would you be if the Eagles make it and end up winning it?
I would root for the Patriots, of course. I'd root for Minnesota. I do think Minnesota's going to win the game. I think they're the team of destiny right now, and they know how close they are to playing a home game in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to get it done. I think they're going to come out, defense is going to play better. I think they're going to run the ball. And I think all eyes are going to be on Diggs, of course, after last week. But I think Thielen will be the guy. And
yeah.
I think it's going to be a safe game. I think it's going to be a close game. I think we'll probably...
Oh, for sure, yeah. I don't see any...
It'll come down to a field goal or whatnot. Yeah. But,
so
I would be pretty upset. I don't want them to win a Super Bowl, but... No, imagine they win the Super Bowl without the guy.
Without Carson Wentz, yeah.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Not a good omen for the future for the Giants, that's for sure.
Well, that would almost be like when the Giants won in '90 when Sims went out and what's his face?
Hostetler.
One.
God. I think they were 10-1 when Sims went down.
Yeah. He was playing lights out, so it's very similar, actually.
But even, I thought it was interesting, like, I was listening to the radio, they were saying, I think it was on a Michael Kay show, that Phil Simms doesn't wear that Super Bowl ring. Even though, he got them there, had a great year, all stuff, he doesn't recognize that one as a Super Bowl that he won, no?
That makes sense. I mean, he 86, though, he was, like, ridiculous, so obviously he has one so that he can, you know, feel proud of. But yeah, I mean, how would you guys feel? Like, you know, like you didn't. I mean, but he was injured. But he did get them like, you know, 10 wins, right?
He's
I mean,
in there, but you don't win the playoff game.
Yeah, that's true.
And the choice is easy for him too, because he, you know, won two. You know what I mean? If that was just his only ring, I'm sure he'd be wearing floating that around too. You know what I mean? But he already had one that was him. He was the quarterback of that team, so
yeah,
easy pick for him to, you know. That one.
So you guys think Eagles are going to do it, huh?
I do. Yeah, I do.
We're going to have a rematch. That's a Patriots-Eagles rematch from, I think that was like 2005.
But yeah, 2004, I think, or was the game played in 05?
What, New England-Philly?
Yeah, New England-Philly.
That was, I remember, because it was sophomore year of college. So, like, 05?
Yeah, it was 05.
05, maybe.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, I mean, it was sort of a close game, but like, didn't Andy Reid, you know, typical Andy Reid, like, just have terrible clock management? And I remember them, like, not rushing to the line, and it was, like, weird.
McNabb was puking, like, crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Willie Beeman.
I think that was the year when, like, Owens, he, like, I don't know, something happened with his leg. I don't know.
He broke it. Didn't he break his leg? And
like, a high ankle sprain, or he broke it, but, yeah, he was back, like, so quick.
Yeah, he caught like
11
catches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was one of the best performances.
They were talking about giving him the MVP, even though that they lost the game. Pretty was.
I'm trying to think of, wasn't it, didn't like Deion Branch get it? Was that the game that he had like a crazy game too?
Maybe.
I think he won MVP 1 year. I don't know if it was that year.
Yeah, one of the years he did win.
Sure.
I think we're, no matter what it is, I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I think the four teams each have like a dynamic or some good players to root for, cool stories. So I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. I am. And my Super Super Bowl boxes.
Of course, the Super Bowl boxes. So, all right, so we're all in agreement. Well, all right, so we're in agreement.
I'm gonna take the Vikings.
Okay, so you take the Vikings and the Pats. Pancakes,
that
you take.
Think about that. A Patriots Vikings Super Bowl where the Vikings are the home team.
Right. Oh, favorite.
It's.
That's a cool game.
It is so sexy. That would be amazing Super Bowl. It really would. But you know, we imagine getting Jaguars Eagles with the Eagles backup quarterback. How lame would that Super Bowl be? Jeez, that would be pretty brutal. But yeah, I'm hoping for Vikings Pats, but I think it's gonna be Pats Eagles. So
I actually kind of want the Vikings now. That's what we're talking about, the home field thing.
Oh, that would, I don't think that's ever happened before. That would be incredible.
Nah, yeah.
Because what happens there? Just like, does the town of Minnesota just buy all the tickets?
I think
they have the money. I mean, people are just going to shell out. I mean, that's a, if you're a ticket scalper, holy shit. You're the happiest man on earth. Can you imagine how much money they're going to come in?
Yeah.
Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, people, yeah.
They're going to get, like, 20 times that. Like, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Insane. You know, that's who all the, you know, the secondary market is hoping for that, obviously.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. So, that's what I'm hoping for. Should we talk about our boy Mel Kiper's mock draft?
His hair gets better and better.
Oh, it's glorious. It's beautiful.
He's cutting it now. It looks different. He's still killing it.
Still killing it. Still killing it. It's a thing of beauty. And Josh, what do you think about his top two picks having your name? Do you feel honored?
I like that. I do feel honored, but I am a little upset that they keep calling Rosen Broadway Josh. I mean, everybody knows my love for theatrics. So I should copyright.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was
completely. So is that your guy though? You want?
Yeah, is that your guy, Giant fan?
I don't know. See, like, I wanted to see how these guys do. Obviously, like, they're not playing in the Senior Bowl or anything. We have the combine left. Let's see how they throw in their underwear. The underwear bowl. you know, it's a wide open receiver. But yeah, I guess from what I read. That I've watched, I think I do like him better than Sam Darnold, but I think Darnold has higher potential. I'm a little intrigued by the other guy, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
That he's too. More like Carson Wentz, and he's the guy that's like has the potential to be better than all of them. And he's
right.
Big, strong arm. So I don't know, but like
he played on like they're saying like on a team that was like legit. Like, the talent was just not there at all. Like, there was really nothing he could do.
Yeah,
you know?
And...
So like, don't, you know, he couldn't let, can't let the record and the numbers fool you or whatever, but,
He has all of Carson Wentz's coaches. He had all of them.
Yeah.
He's legit. He's the guy.
He's a big dude,
wouldn't it be such a Cleveland Browns thing that they take Josh Allen and then leave Darnold and Rosen for the Giants? Like, yeah, that decision is,
But, and it's not just Kiper. A lot of people are saying that too. That even like going a couple months back, that you know he will be the number one pick. Talking about Allen, so by the time the draft is around, like he will be the number one pick. Yeah.
And who's because I read a little bit on him. I didn't watch him play. I'm not even joking. 1 second this year. I mean I don't know if they were on TV a lot, but I saw like a Roethlisberger impression. But I also comparison. But I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, Paul, you probably watched him more than anyone,
yeah,
right?
That's a good one. I mean, he's big. He's big. He can move a little bit. Tough to take down. Kind of has like a gunslinger mentality. He's got a crazy arm. He's just inaccurate at the moment right now.
Oh, so that's the problem. So he's like Hackenberg.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't ever say that name again. Yeah, that'd be interesting. You always find out these guys when they have the workouts. Like, they just start shooting up the rankings. Whatever. It's all about like the flavor of the moment with this stuff.
Yeah.
I think if the Giants are definitely, it looks like they're hiring Pat Shurmur, I think absolutely they'll probably take a quarterback because they realize that they won't pick number two, hopefully, for a very long time.
Yeah, right.
So now it's time to get them and sit them and groom them.
But then what last year, right? Next year?
I don't know if it's last year. No, I think he still has some years on the contract.
I thought next year is last year on the contract.
It might be. I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Anyway, I mean, you would think you would have to take a pay cut then, at least, right?
I don't know if he's going to do that. I think they're just going to take whoever they
take. You're going to have, you know, I think, you know, obviously with the draft, they changed the pay scale or whatever, but you're going to have, you know, number two pick on your roster as a quarterback. And if Eli doesn't take a pay cut, he's making, what, $20 million a year? You got to pay Beckham, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole, you know, they have a lot of money tied up on the defense. Like, they have a lot of, you know, I don't know how they're going to maneuver that.
Yeah, I think they might make some cuts.
Gettleman has his hands full with this team. My God, that's a tough job.
They have a ton of talent. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll bounce back. Like next year, I don't think that they're gonna just have two wins or improve to 4 wins. I think they'll be back. They'll be fine.
So yeah. someone tweeted at Brandon Marshall. I saw this morning. I don't know if you guys did. What's
comeback.
Yeah, what's been your biggest accomplishment next year? Comeback player of the year. So.
I don't know, Brandon. I think it's time to hang him up. Go enjoy life.
Yeah, for real. You know, for real.
He's like, what, like 34, 35? A lot of injuries. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we'll see him back. We'll see him in the booth.
Yeah. Good. He's good at it.
No, he's good. He's good on TV, for sure. Absolutely. But, all right, so first two picks, quarterbacks, name Josh. Third pick.
We have the Colts taking a defensive end, right?
Chubb. Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Who? Chubb? The North Carolina guy? State?
Yep.
He's an animal, but I don't know. They should probably draft the best offensive lineman.
I don't know. Three too high for the best offensive lineman? I was thinking they just go Barkley.
Trade down or something. I don't know, man. They need to protect Luck. I mean, stop prolonging it. You know what I mean?
So maybe this is the spot for the Jets.
But they also need defense. I don't know. The Colts have a lot of issues.
They have a ton of issues. I mean, they're going to probably hire McDaniels, right? Is that all the speculation?
That's his preference, yeah.
But what's with Luck's, was it his shoulder? I mean, they were so hush-hush on it. Is it like a...
I don't know, man. That's an issue. If you are not, you know, feeling better, how long has it been? It's been like 2 years about, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't played a full season, like a good season in 2 years.
That's not good. Shoulders aren't as easy to come back from as, say, like, a torn ACL. Like, it's different shoulders.
But I think they're vetting that pretty good, because I don't think McDaniels would go there without help that Luck is okay.
Yeah, I just don't trust hearsay at all, like, anything that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
He's kind of a crazy owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, reminds me of like a Jake Dolan type.
Oh God. Your boy.
Yeah.
Your boy. Guys, do your best Andrew Luck impressions.
No. Hold on, let me get my Andre the Giant leotard out.
You gotta love Jack Doyle. I mean
Oh, I do. I do. It's incredible.
Epic.
Anyway. All right. So, moving on. Brownies pick again at 4. Barkley. We all love him. Good pick.
Saquon.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
It's a great pick.
Browns will figure out how to screw that up.
Oh, of course. Of course. Who's the running back they drafted a couple years ago who's really good?
Duke Johnson?
Yeah.
Trent, right?
Trent Richardson. Oh, God.
Another great move by the Browns and Colts.
Oh, my God, man. Is it just that the Browns just have bad luck? I mean, Trent Richardson was the guy, no? I mean, he was the man.
I wanted him. Because I think the Jets are, like, drafting, like, were they drafting high that year? Like, I wanted him. I really did.
And yeah, I don't know. He couldn't read the defense.
Yeah, but, like, everybody was raving about him. All the
he's a true bust. That's like.
Oh yeah.
True bust for sure.
What's a
bust? Yeah. So number 5, we have the Denver Broncos taking USC pretty boy Sam Darnold.
It's good for
him.
I don't think he's gonna last that long, but
They're giving up on Paxton already?
Yeah, I think at this point you know what you have. Yeah.
And Simeon was just that was just like a first year luck type thing. I mean, I don't
he was always a game manager, but he's just not good.
He's not gonna take you anywhere.
Right. Right. And six. JETS taking the next Jalen Ramsey, Minka Fitzpatrick. Probably. I mean, this is just, I feel like, a complete troll job by Kuiper. I think he just likes to rile up Jets fans, I feel like, you know?
He's a really good player, too, but, I mean, I don't know.
And you know what's going to happen, right? Let's say Jalen Ramsey shuts down Gronk and the Jaguars win. You know they're going to take Fitzpatrick guy. It's, like, so obvious.
Yeah, but McCagman, he also knows he has to make a big, like, if he doesn't do something relatively soon with the quarterback, he's gone. Either, you know, trade up or draft the quarterback, buy him like another year or two, or, you know, sign a free agent or make a trade somehow, because he can't just keep on trotting out, you know, these retread quarterbacks.
I think they're going to trade up. I think they have to
trade really? Up. Trade up, huh?
They might have to. Yeah, they got two second-rounders to do it. They got the Apple.
I think there's three quarterbacks that are very good that people think that could really be a quarterback, a franchise quarterback for a team. Go get one of them. They're at six. Yeah, what you got to do is move up.
If you believe in them, yeah, you spend whatever you have to get them.
So, I mean, Baker Mayfield, no? You don't think there's any chance they take him?
I would like Baker if he's there. But, you know, if McCagnan really, like, you know, like, loves Donald and thinks he's the guy, then, you know, trade all you want for him.
Yeah.
Right now, his legacy is Christian Hackenberg. Like, that's what he'll be remembered for. So he's gotta fix that error.
Yeah, and his one good draft pick can't stay out of trouble.
No, he didn't even draft. Yeah, it was undrafted.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't even drafted. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But like that's like one of the things he like relies on. So that's why I don't think he can get cut.
Right. Right.
He probably should. Talent goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, should we stop here with Kuiper's draft, or should we finish out the top 10?
I'm good.
Yeah. You're good on that, right?
I don't care about nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the Giants coaching job. I mean, we kind of went into it a little bit before. That's it, right? I mean, it's pretty much done.
Yeah, it's a done deal. I think unless something crazy happens, Shermer's the guy. Unless, like, Bill Belichick calls and says, hey, I want to be coach. But I don't even think that's possible because they'd have to give up compensation to New England for that. So I don't – unless, like, Saban comes calling, I think it's Shermer's the guy. I think they already have a deal set in place.
Take Shermer. But, yeah,
it'll happen probably Tuesday if they lose tomorrow.
Right.
And I've heard nothing but good things about him. Stephon Diggs was raving about him, and we'll see. It's risky, you know. Another offensive coordinator, you know.
New York is different. It's, you know, you can be a great coach, X's and O's, but how are you going to deal with the media? That's a huge part of the job. A lot of it, really. Is.
He can be better than McAdoo.
McAdoo is not. He has no clue how to talk to the team, the media, anything. You know, it's good. Shermer's a former head coach. He'll be good. I think it's a good hire.
He coached the Browns for 2 years.
Right.
But he had a terrible roster, I'm sure. I don't think he really... Yeah, yeah, he
had 20 quarterbacks.
But, you know, he did better with the Browns than everybody else did.
Yeah.
And he... You know, I think the ownership changed for him. He didn't get a fair shot over there. There's a lot of craziness that happened, so... We'll see. I think it's the same thing like McDaniels. You know, they had their shot and it failed. So what did you learn from that failure? And how much have you gotten better over the last couple of years? And the guy's doing good, you know? He's doing good right now. I mean, think about it. They lost Sam Bradford. He has to use Keenum. Mm-hmm. They lost Dalvin Cook. So now you got to, you know, figure out how to run the ball. And then nobody ever talks about it. I think Minnesota, didn't they change all five offensive linemen from last year?
Yeah, they had a lot of...
That's an underrated thing that I think nobody's talking about. Like, you got all new linemen and getting them to be on the same page and working together. So So we'll see. Like, if you give him Beckham, he's got to be on the same page with Odell Beckham, and they got to get along. And then I think, you know, Manning's a pro. Manning is like coaching a coach.
Right.
So let's see what they do.
Yeah.
Do we?
I think he's going to keep. They'll keep Spagnuolo, though. I think because they
think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think they interviewed
him for
the head coaching job. They're not looking to throw him out, you know.
Right, but it also comes down to Shermer, what he wants to do. He might have his own guy, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the key. Who knows? They might have a relationship prior. Because wasn't
everyone is back.
Was on the Eagles for a while, right? Like, he kind of came up with them.
On who? The Eagles?
Spagnuolo. Yeah, he was definitely the Eagles
when he first started out.
Yeah. So Shermer was there for a long time too. So I bet they overlap with each other, know each other.
Yeah.
Is Shermer? I don't know where he's from. Like, you know, obviously being a head coach in New York, you got to be able to handle the media well. Like, is he a good personality? I don't know. I've never heard him speak.
He's got to be better
than Ben McAdoo.
he doesn't have a.
McAdoo, jerk. Bad personality, terrible with the media, bad haircut, and bad. He couldn't dress. And you're coming to New York. You get out of here.
He was such a clown.
I just laugh thinking about him. But we've already.
He wore a size triple XL suit. Year two, he thought he was Pat Riley, slicking his hair back.
Ben McAdoo is the dad at a Mexican restaurant who pronounces fajita fajita.
What was that? What he looks like?
Yeah, there's like 1,000 of them.
Used hot tub salesman.
Yeah. Oh, there's like a.
I think there was a huge deal that the Giants didn't get Patricia. He was their guy. I think they were very high on Patricia, but Patricia always like. Never, the Giants were never his first choice. He wanted to play under his old former guy in New England, and he's the GM now in Detroit. And he was always going to go there. And McDaniels, I think, would have came to the Giants if they didn't hire Gettleman. So like, I think McDaniels wanted say in personnel, and he wanted more of a role. Now, so he wasn't the fit. And they loved Shermer. Shermer killed the interview. So
yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I think it's a good hire.
We'll see. So let's pivot over to the NBA. A lot going on in the NBA right now. Oh my god. Where do we start?
NBA Twitter is live.
NBA Twitter's never been better. Instagram never been better. What do you guys think of the new NBA beefs going on in, you know, around the league? You know, the league's kind of gone soft a little bit, but lately it's been.
I think it's awful fire. Crazy until they start throwing punches.
Well, Aaron Aflalo did, former Knick.
You can't throw punches. You're out for the year.
Well, Aaron Aflalo was throwing haymakers.
I want to see brawls. Huge.
Yeah.
It won't happen anymore. That time, that era's behind us.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, then stop the whole nonsense going to the locker room or, you know, the whole hold me back. Just shut up. Either do something or not. Like, just stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the story with the Clippers and the Rockets, you know, Chris Paul knew underground tunnels in the Staples Center. And, I mean, that whole thing was so stupid. Like, give me a break. Like,
you know, they called Clint Capella the Trojan horse. He's knocking on the front door while everyone's sitting on the around the back.
You get Woj like tweeting like what happened, and then they knock on the door, and then I'm like, what the hell is this? Who cares? Woj was there, man.
Woj is everywhere, and then you see Blake Griffin with
28. The door knob opened, and this slight Capella came. I'm like, shut up! What the hell is this?
And Blake Griffin had the gif of Joker leaving the hospital in Dark Knight and blowing up the hospital. That was great. He's a funny guy, Blake Griffin. But yeah,
apparently, the Podfather, Bill Simmons,
yes.
At the game, I think. And he said in the beginning of the game, like after the tribute video, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin were just yelling "fuck you" at each other the whole time. Oh. They really just don't like each other.
I don't think a lot of people like Chris Paul.
Oh, dude.
I think he rubs the people, like, you know,
He's a dick. Yeah, he's really like a dick, and he hasn't won anything, so.
Didn't Brother, didn't he meet him?
Yes, he came and spoke at his school and handed out sneakers. So, I mean, I guess he's, I guess off the court, he's a good guy, but.
Oh, yeah, sure. But that's right. What it is, like, right? Like, we went through an era where everyone is, like, best friends. In the finals, everyone's hugging each other. And
I hate it.
And it was terrible. And now, I think Russell Westbrook is kind of leading the movement.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these are my teammates. You're not on this team. Fuck you. We don't care.
Right.
I'm not picking you up off the ground when you deck. Like, it's not happening.
That's how it should be.
Right. Absolutely. What other...
It all goes back to AAU, social media. None of that shit was happening back then, so...
What about the All-Star game? Do you guys think that the draft, the so-called draft, should have been televised? That's like a big thing now. Everyone's like, "Oh, it should be televised," and blah blah. I kind of agree with that. No.
Like, why? Like, what, you think it should be televised?
Yeah, I think it should be. Why not?
I don't know. Because I'm not like a big NBA All-Star game guy anyway.
I am, but I think you gotta play the game.
I think, exactly. Think back, mid-90s, early 2000s, it's a lot better. Now it's different.
Yeah, but I think it's gonna change, right? And like, I think I've heard Durant talking on the radio saying that if they all decide let's play, let's really have a game, they're gonna do it. And LeBron came out and said, whoever I pick, he's the captain, we're going to win this game, and they want to do it for the fans. Like that, I think that's good. So I think this year we'll actually see a game.
I hope. Yeah.
And what? How is LeBron and Steph captains? Do you guys know how that happened?
So they are the leading vote getters.
Oh, right.
On each conference.
Right. Okay.
I'm confused though. Did Kristaps, like, is he gonna be on the team? Or
yes.
No. So now the coaches will pick the reserves. Uh-huh. So we will have to wait. I think Tuesday they make the announcement, and I'll be looking to see, because I think the drama in the beginning is like, all right, the fans vote, so you know who's in there. But the real drama is like, who's getting snubbed and getting picked. Like, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we stand, the fans voted for the starters. In the West, we got, was it Curry, Harden, Durant, Davis, and Boogie?
Boogie. They both made it.
Yeah, which is interesting. You got two Warriors and two Pelicans on the starting lineup, and the Pelicans are barely 500 right now, which is pretty pathetic, considering they have two NBA All-Star game starters on their team.
Their guards are just outside Holiday.
Right.
He has his moments, but their guards are so bad.
Yeah, Rondo is on the older side. They got, was it Moore, who could shoot threes? But
Moore,
yeah.
Nothing special.
If they had, like, one more player... and we'll get to that in a second with the NBA trade deadline. If they had one more player, they could be a threat, I think.
Guard or a good wing player.
Yeah. Now, in the East, I believe it's, what, Kyrie?
It's Kyrie, DeRozan, Embiid, Giannis.
DeRozan and Giannis, okay.
DeRozan.
Now...
Oh, you hear about Clyde? His eye is like, he went to wear a patch.
Really?
Clyde Frazier, you got hit in the head with the ball, and it, like, screwed up his, like, cornea or something.
What, last night?
in Memphis, I think. Yeah, pictures on Twitter. He had, like, an ice package that had to be bigger than, like, 50 pounds. It was huge.
I mean...
And he had it on the whole game, but he was still doing the game.
I don't know. During the Memphis game? Because last night he looked fine, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. He said he might have to wear a patch, though.
Okay. Interesting.
Anyway.
So we're, when we're talking about the reserves here... I want to hear from each of you, who do you think, or, I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, we could just, discuss it. Let's start with the East. What reserves, there's seven spots left. Who do you guys think?
Tough.
KP.
Oladipo.
I say Oladipo.
Yeah, I mean, he should be a starter, right?
Oladipo is killing it.
You could argue that he could be a starter. I think him and DeRozan have...
He should have been a starter.
Well, they have him and DeRozan have similar numbers. DeMar DeRozan has really improved, especially his 3-point shooting.
DeRozan's been great. Yeah.
But so is Oladipo. I mean, they're both, You can argue both. Either can start, for sure.
Oladipo for sure, for me.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Lowry will make it.
Probably.
He's having a great year.
He is having a great year, actually.
Horford?
I think Horford. Yep, I agree with Horford.
Yeah, Horford will get there. I mean, you got, you know, John Wall. John Wall will be there.
I say John Wall, so that's four. So we need three more. KP.
You know, the unicorn.
Yeah, yeah, KP.
I'm kind of waiting to see. I would not be shocked if somehow he didn't make it. Because the Knicks haven't been winning, and I don't know.
And I think there's kind of, as much as people love KP, I just feel like there's like an anti-New York, bias with a lot of stuff.
Well, I saw that the fans and media, they voted whoever into the starting, but the players and the coaches, I guess they already vote. I guess KP had more votes from the players than the fans than Embiid did. But Embiid, so you got to think that LeBron, he's picking, right? He's probably going to pick KP. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, so he's...
there's another guy, Drummond.
He kind of...
Yeah, Drummond's having a good year.
But hasn't he kind of fell off a little bit?
I think you're on the fence, guys, though. I think you got Ben Simmons, right?
I think, yeah, and, yep.
But I don't think I think he'll miss out this year.
He won't make it this year. Maybe
Bradley Beal?
He's
Kevin Love?
Bradley Beal, yeah. Kevin Love, and Ben Simmons, I think, are three, on the fence guys, for sure, 100%.
I'm going to throw one out there that's kind of wild. I mean, I don't think he'll make it, but you can make an argument for Jason Tatum.
Could.
Yeah. He could. He's only averaging, 13 a game, though. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, his points per game is pretty low. Ben Simmons, though, is averaging, almost a triple-double, which is crazy. And he can't shoot. I don't know if he'll ever be able to shoot. But,
who's that, Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, if he does learn how to shoot, forget about it. But it's tough, man. You don't just get a jump shot at 21, 20. It's hard.
It's hard.
Well, we'll work on it.
He'll definitely might take. He's a hard worker. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those mechanics, they kind of get ingrained with you. It's really tough to break out of.
Yeah, for sure.
Tough.
So that's probably everyone who could possibly make it, right? We're not missing anyone else in the East.
Nope.
I know
in the beginning he was killing it. Aaron Gordon.
You read my mind. I was just about to say him because we talked about him on the first episode of the God Pod.
Yeah, he faded though. He faded a lot.
I haven't really heard about him. I was wondering if you guys knew him.
No.
How he's been doing lately.
No.
He got hurt.
Same thing with Kemba. Kemba had a great start, and he's kind of fallen off. And we'll get to him in a little bit when we talk trade deadline. But let's talk the West. Obviously Westbrook. That's a given for a reserve.
How come he can't break the starting lineup? Is he just not popular with fans?
Well, probably because you think Harden's more popular than Westbrook. Probably because of the beard, right? I think the beard factor.
The beard.
Yeah. Yeah. Steph, obviously.
I don't know. It's weird. They both get really good marketing, but I don't know. Yeah, I think Harden. Westbrook is catching up, though, I think.
Yeah. It's close. It's really close. I guarantee you, if we look at the voting, I think Westbrook was probably six, right? He probably just made it.
Devin Booker.
Ooh. Devin Booker. I haven't looked at his... Let me look up his...
up really good numbers. That team is just so bad.
Well, I think you gotta throw the best player on the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you can make an argument right now. He's come on so strong. Can you make an argument? I mean, if he sustains
he's unreal.
He's like an MVP candidate, maybe. Maybe. I mean, it's a stretch, but he's playing.
He's turning the corner and making that hit. That's his team now.
Yes.
And everyone is following suit. And I noticed Carl Anthony Towns played a lot better. So is that Butler, or they started to come around? Maybe he was insulted by Embiid trashing his defense.
I think you're absolutely right. So on the first episode of this podcast, weren't we trashing Minnesota for their defense and Tibbs and that whole thing? They've really, since we record, in the last month, they've really turned it around. As well as the Thunder. I mean, the Thunder have played better, right? They've kind of
they're 25 and 20, something like
Absolutely. And
he admitted it too. I saw it like in a conference like a couple days ago. He's like, yeah, it was really tough in the beginning. He's like, but I finally, you know, I accepted like what I have to be for this team. And now they're 10 times better.
Absolutely. And I think Russ, his usage rate has gone up. He was trying to pass to PG and Melo.
Yeah, he was trying to delegate. Melo probably told him, like, listen, bro, it's your team. Just whatever.
Exactly.
Take over.
They'll be fine. Paul George is a first team all defense right now. I mean, he's making an argument for maybe even defensive player of the year. No, because with Kawhi out, it's you know, it's probably him and Draymond.
Who and Draymond?
PG. Paul George. For defensive player of the year.
Even throw Kevin Durant in the conversation.
Oh, you're right.
Durant. LiAngelo Ball.
I think... LiAngelo Ball.
Until Porzingis took the lead, like, about a week ago, Durant was leading the league in blocks.
He was. He's having his best two-way season ever, maybe. His defense is wild. He's like a rim protector now. It's crazy how he's...
Him and my guy,
Jordan Bell. Oh yeah, Jordan Bell. He did get hurt. Yeah. What did he hurt? Is it serious?
Like 2 or 3 weeks, like something like that, like his ankle.
Okay.
Here's a hot take. I don't think Chris Paul is going to make it.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think you're right. I think cuz he was hurt for so long. No, you got to play like a certain amount of games.
Nah, he won't make it. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it, but I think Paul George makes it.
Yes.
I think Draymond makes it.
Yes. Clay?
Makes it.
Yes. What about Clay?
I think you gotta find room for my man Lou Williams. Lou, sweet Lou.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I'm hoping the coaches vote for him, but he's having an incredible year.
Amazing year. Yeah. And he's been rumored in trades, you know, I heard the Cavs are pursuing him plus like every other player in the league. But
he's so underrated, like to like a casual fan, how good he is. He's been doing this for years, man.
He's an offensive monster, for sure.
He's just an absolute killer. Just gets buckets.
Yeah. Killer. Yeah. So, all right. So, we got, all right. So, Westbrook, we said Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge, Jimmy Butler. That's four.
Nah, I don't think there's no way Booker makes it. No?
You know what? All right, so I looked up Booker's numbers. He's averaging 25 a game. But, yeah, I don't know. The team's really bad. Yeah, he's shooting from three. He is shooting 38.
He's having a monster year too.
He is, but I don't think he makes it.
But he should definitely get some props. So he's gonna have a great year.
Well, what about Clay? What about Clay? What about Clay Thompson?
Nah.
No? You think he misses out?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a casualty of that team, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, they can't all make it, I guess. What about Damian Lillard?
I think he's on the fence, but I think he'll probably make it over Lou Williams, but I think Lou should get it.
Isn't he averaging like 25 and 8, Lillard? Like, he puts up crazy.
He does. He does.
People forget about him.
They forget about him because he's in Portland, you know?
Portland, and they're not good.
And they're not, they're not that good. I think they're like very average right now. So, yeah, so we'll see. It should be fun. I mean, what we were saying before, All-Star games, you know, they were cool when we were young. If I had to pick one All-Star game, though, that I will tune into, it's this one. It's not that enjoyable, but I'll watch the All-Star weekend, dunk contest, that whole thing. It's fun, but...
Sure.
So, like we were harping on before, the trade deadline. There's a lot of juice going on the NBA trade deadline.
I think it's going to be pretty heavy, pretty busy trade line.
So who are the big names right now? We got Kemba.
Why are they trying to get rid of Kemba? Are they just blowing it up, or what's going on?
Some of the contract. Did he get an I think he got an extension already, though.
I think they were talking about they exercised it back in October.
Well, I know they want to attach a bad contract.
Right.
I think they were thinking that they were going to have a really good year this year, and it just didn't happen. So now they're like, what's the point in paying Kemba and having this if we suck?
I don't know what happened to Batum.
He's always injured.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
He's been really bad.
But he's always injured, no?
His elbow.
Yeah. And he's on a crazy deal too. I don't think anyone's gonna want to take that.
Right.
Is he even 30 yet though? He's still decently young.
He's gotta be pushing like 29, 30.
Yeah, because Kemba's 28. And you know, with the Hornets, it's unfortunate. I mean, Steve Clifford, he's had a health scare. He's not even coaching the team right now. Didn't he step away?
Yeah. No, I think he came back.
He might have came back. But regardless, yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
Regardless.
So we'll see what's going on with that. What do you think? I mean, would you guys want him on the Knicks, Kemba?
It'd be cool, but I'd rather keep Frank. I think I'll take a pass.
Yeah, I'll take a pass too.
He's someone that was gonna add 20 wins to us, or 15 wins, or even 10 wins to us.
No.
Yeah, exactly. You might be, a perennial playoff team. Not perennial playoff team, but you might make your playoff team this year, next year, whatever. But you're not winning shit with him.
Yeah, Frank's
long term. Imagine him at 28.
Exactly. I think Kemba. With the Cavs, maybe? Do you think that's a good fit? Maybe.
What about San Antonio?
Well, Parker's back, yeah, no?
They could probably use, who's their point guard? Murray and Patty Mills?
And Parker still.
Parker, Mills, Murray.
I think Kemba makes. I mean, I think he makes the most sense for the Cavs. I don't know what they'd have to give up, probably.
I don't know. I feel like he needs the ball. All these guys need the ball. IT needs the ball.
Yeah.
LeBron needs the ball.
Yeah.
Love, you can get away with. He's pretty much just a hot, 3-point shooter from the corner now. So, he doesn't really need the ball. But between IT, LeBron, and Kemba, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like too much.
That'd be way too much. Well, I think you'd have to almost move IT in a deal like that. Like IT, Tristan Thompson, and J.R. Smith or something for Kemba and Batum. That probably gets it done. I don't know if the contract's
about that. He pretty much treated Kyrie for Kemba.
Yeah.
That wouldn't go over too well with a lot of people.
Right.
You know what? I would do it because I don't know if IT is the same guy.
He doesn't.
He can't defend. He can't move someplace. His lift is not there. I don't know.
I'm telling you, that hip injury kills people.
It definitely does, but it's also the impact is double when you're talking about a 5'9".
Oh, exactly. Yeah, he wasn't a premier athlete, before that, he just overcome he's tough.
So, I mean, if the Cavs can get rid of IT and get Kemba, I would do it in a second.
Right.
They're going to do something. I mean, every time I go on Twitter, it's, Cavs are pursuing this guy, they're pursuing that guy. So,
Cavs are a little fucked because they were forced into a trade. They made that trade. They had to do the trade, right? Kyrie was not coming back. And now you have this pick, right? So do you keep the pick? The pick's going to be probably top 10 pick, probably range between 7 and 10. So that the draft is loaded next year.
Would it be higher? It might be higher, no?
I don't know. I think Brooklyn's been, they beat the Heat last night. They didn't stay confidence here and there.
No, their record's not yet.
But it's you don't know what LeBron's doing. If he's leaving, you should probably build for the future and keep that pick. But if he...
Well, exactly. You don't know. That's tough. So, LeBron's not going to tell you. So, you're kind of... I don't know, man.
Yeah, they're in a tough...
He should tell them what to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Should they keep the pick or should they move it?
Well, I think him telling them... The fact that there is so much action going on with them pursuing a trade, maybe he did tell them, do whatever. I'm going to be here. Who knows what he's saying behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, do they trade? I don't hear anything about Kevin Love. The man just disappeared.
But he's still putting up good numbers.
You just don't hear about him. Good player, great player on a bad team. So, now I'm sure his stats are good and he's doing all right, but he should be LeBron's number two, and he acts like a third player.
Yeah.
He changed his game so much.
Oh, yeah. He's sits at the 3-point line now.
Yeah.
You see, in college, he was big, bulky guy who, he had crazy post up moves. He lived in the post. Obviously, college, you don't think
he was a Moses Malone.
Yeah, he just completely changed his game.
Yeah, he just
good. You know, it's good that he has a 3-point shot, but I think he's just falling in love with it too much.
He just stands in the corner. Every time I see him, he's just in the corner. That's it.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. So it's weird. So who else is rumored? I saw Rodney Hood last night, who I like. I think he'd be a good third guy maybe on the Knicks, but I started weighing out him and Courtney Lee, and Rodney Hood, he averages 3 more points per game, but he's also 7 years younger, and I believe Lee has...
Courtney Lee's been around forever. I totally forgot he was on the Nets.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He was on the Celtics.
Orlando, right?
I think he was on the Celtics team that won it, wasn't he? Like, wasn't he on that team?
Yeah, he's been, like...
San Antonio, Cleveland, like those competing teams. I think he would be awesome. I would move him for a pick if the Knicks are losing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what their mindset is. Is it win now? Is it look for the future? So it's hard to speculate. But
which I think is a great segue into who the hell is going to be the Knicks coach coming up.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, you think he's definitely gone, Mr. Horny?
I think he's still cutting his teeth in terms of learning how to be a coach and manage people and work with all these different personalities. I think that he is a coach, like he could be a coach in the league, but he's not Scott Perry's choice. Like, I think they liked him, but they ultimately are going to hire their own guy for him to be in, and I think his name is Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson is like waiting in the wings just to get this job.
But does Perry have a relationship with Jackson? Or
I think he does.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Perry seems to have like great relationships like all over the league. That's what I've noticed. Like he seems like everyone seems to like him. Like when I saw him, you know, when I saw Chauncey Billups sitting in the stands next to him earlier in the season, I get it. Like. What's that?
Chauncey.
Yeah, Chauncey. You know, I know Perry was working at Detroit, but, you know, back in 2000s. So they have a relationship. But also, I felt like it was like, you know, it was almost like he was grooming him for the next head coaching job. What do you guys think of that?
We should have never let go of Derek
Fisher. Are you serious?
No. Had him mic'd up in the commercial. He was like, "Guys, you know, they put on their pants just like we do at the end of the day." I was like, "What the fuck? He's talking to them like they're 8 years old, like at a CYO game." I'm like, "No, get out of here. He can't deal with this."
So what you're saying is you don't want a former champion point guard? Well,
no. Okay. No. Everyone, you can't, you know.
But I think Bill together. I think Bill's going for bigger. I think he wants to be president.
I'd be cool with Billups. Like, I don't know, man. I just know Horny's not the guy.
No, he's definitely not the guy.
The problem that I have with Mark Jackson, and everyone's like excited to get him, and I would be too to have him come back home and be the coach and everything. He ran like such an ISO, like old 80s type offense, like 80s type offense that. Like it's not the way the game is right now. So I hope in the last couple of years that he's like changed his philosophies and like can go out to the 3-point line and
they changed the rules because of him. When he used to post up for freaking 20 seconds and back people down.
Oh my god.
I used to hate that shit.
Yeah, you remember that? And he was the first one to do like, the shimmy and
he would just body Charlie Ward, like play after play, back him down for whole shot clock and then do a little floater, a little baby hook.
Yep, that was like his trademark for sure.
In Golden State, I think the players loved him. They were like, I know that when he was let go, like Steph Curry was visibly upset and angry at the organization.
Right.
He had like a lot of beef with the management and ownership there.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets along. He seems like he could be a very, I don't know.
And I think the fans were a little frustrated with how he ran the offense.
Yeah. Well, I think those owners, right, they're very, like, progressive. They probably want, like, a really exciting, you know, offense that can kind of, you know, make them desirable. Aren't the owners, like, what do they do, the owner? Oracle?
Yeah, they just that's
really,
what
really innovative. They that, always said it too.
That's what it was, right? With Mark Jackson, he didn't get along with. Was it ownership or the GM or both or?
That, yeah, all of it. Yeah. It was all of it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted like a crazy, like entertaining product. Not,
I think he wants to coach again, and I think he's a good coach, but I think he is waiting to get like the call from the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta wait. We'll see what happens with Hornacek.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is Horny wasn't Perry and Mills' guy. He was Phil's guy. I think Mark Jackson, Chauncey, I don't know if you know, Fizdale would be, you know, a guy. But they're all, you know, like, tough-minded guys. So I think that's where at least Perry wants to go more for some. Yeah. So will KP be able to handle, you know, a guy like Mark Jackson? I mean, you can only hope, but... I think Frank would only thrive off of Mark Jackson, you know, defensive minded. I think that would be great for Frank, but KP.
Pump KP with a bunch of roids and let him take his suspension. I don't give a shit.
I really don't care. I'm just happy though. Tim Hardaway Jr. He had 31 last night. He was lights out.
Timmy.
I really like Timmy a lot. I really do. I mean, I think him going out for almost like, you know, what, 2 months, that really hurt them. Yeah, and then Trey Burke actually was decent last night. I don't know if that's going to keep up or if, you know, it's your typical, like, oh, look, you know, a Nick player did good one game. Maybe he's a future. But, you know, like, I don't know. We'll see.
He can be a good backup point guard.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, we'll see what happens, so... All right, guys, we're a little over an hour. Anything else to plug?
What's for lunch?
That we didn't harp on? I don't know. I had kind of a late breakfast.
Chicken piccata.
Chicken piccata. Oh, actually, you know what? I have leftover barbecue chicken.
Oh, yeah, chicken? Yo, I got leftover Tommy's pizza, but I think I'm going to go to Grub.
Grub?
Nice. Oh. Shout out to my mom.
Yeah, shouts to...
Is she working today?
I don't know.
I gotta get back to Grub. That place is amazing. Shouts to Grub in West Nyack. Check it out. Great food.
Fire.
Yeah, fire. But thanks for calling in, guys. Thanks for doing this. Let's do it again. Enjoy the games tomorrow and take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.